4HKX, N4ZLK mobile. 4ZLK clear.
KP2HXS listening.
2HXS, N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Shane, you on your way in?
When I was walking out the door, my wife said, don't go, and I said, all right, let me call my boss and tell him you won't let me. But it didn't work.
The boss is the one that told you not to go in. The other guy is your employer.
That is true. I see what you're saying there. I'll freely admit it.
Yeah, and when it comes to the boss in this house, the old saying goes, I wear the pants in the family, and I have my wife's permission to say so.
I say that my mom gave him the right to have the last word.
Some work here. Oh, I'm good. I just got home. I did a mini-split change-out today. The mini-split these folks had was 13 years old, and it was pretty much done, so I put a new one in. And it's working good.
And since people always ask me UPS questions, I'm going to ask you a heat and air question. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we got this new unit, and the thermostat is a Wi-Fi thermostat. And they set my temperature for it's a dual fuel. So I wanted the gas, which is what we had before. I wanted that for the emergency backup. So when the temperature reaches a certain level, it will kick on instead of the heat pump. But it's based off of the internet, taking a temperature reading somewhere out in my area. But I noticed that it looks like a thermostat wire hanging off the outdoor unit. Do you know if they have the capability of actually using the temperature right at the unit instead of a Wi-Fi-based or internet-based temperature?
Well, that's what they do. That little wire you see hanging out below the electrical panel—that is—that is an outdoor temperature sensor. That's exactly what that is. They used another line. They probably ran an 8-wire down to the unit, and they probably used black for that, or I mean, they use one of those other colors. So yeah, that's what that is. And normally, what they do—they'll run the heat pump down to like 40 degrees or 45 degrees, and then from 35 degrees down, it'll run the gas runners. I don't like dual fuel setups. I just don't like them. If you have natural gas at the house, go with the furnace. Don't go with the heat pump.
Put a propane tank, and I don't know. It has saved on our propane bill. I mean, we got it in last January, so we've had it a year now. But I know what you're saying about, okay, they told me they're using an internet-based app for the weather. And the weather out where I live, the temperature can vary 5 to 10 degrees. You know, down in the valley, on a cold morning, it can be 5 to 10 degrees colder than where it is, where my house is, or vice versa. I see that wire, but it's still bundled up, wrapped up in a tie like it's not being used. So I was wondering if I haven't really researched it, but I just thought I'd check with you if I have to have a different type of thermostat, or because this is one of those Ecobee thermostats.
Unfortunately, I don't know about the Wi-Fi based weather thing. That I have no idea about. All I know is on the heat pumps, there is an external temperature sensor for the heat pump. So if it gets too cold, it'll throw it into defrost, and it'll warm up the coil. And there's also a temperature sensor on the outdoor coil itself for that reason. But, yeah, you have to have an external temperature sensor for the heat pump to run correctly. Now, as far as a Wi-Fi, you know, using, like, local weather Wi-Fi, that I don't know about. I don't haven't dealt with one of those.
Makes sense what you're saying. I guess the heat pump would have to know there for the, you know, for it to do what it does, but it was just for the setting to change over from the heat pump to the backup or the dual fuel or the, you know, the gas heat. The guy told me, oh no, this gets it off of the internet, you know, or temperature reading out in this area. But like I said, I can look up the app it uses, and it's it can be 5 to 10 degrees different, like I said, actual temperature at my house.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That I don't know too much about. I try and stay away from those highfalutin systems. I didn't realize you had propane. Yeah, propane, that'll get in your pocket pretty good. I have natural gas here, which I don't have it. I don't have a furnace. I have a heat pump in my house. And I prefer a natural gas furnace above all, because they run good and they're very efficient.
I don't have an issue with the propane. I mean, I like the heat that it puts out, and I'm locked into a price control contract. I'm paying it off to keep my price. It's very reasonable compared to what it is now, you know, what it's going for. So I'm fine with that. I actually went with that. I could have gone back with the whole propane system. I thought maybe I could save a little more. I mean, my electric bill has definitely gone down. And I'm using a little bit less propane too, so when it's not real cold, you know, I don't really need the gas furnace. But man, I can tell a difference. If it's in the 50s or high 40s, I feel like I have to bump the thermostat up a little bit just to kind of take the chill out. But when that gas kicks on, it's lovely.
The thermostat's probably set up if the heat pump it can't keep up. You know, if you won't raise a degree in 15 minutes or 20 minutes or something, it'll switch over to gas temporarily. That's kind of like with a straight heat pump. With the electric backup heat strips, they'll come on if you either push the temperature up 2 to 3 degrees above set temperature. It'll kick the heat strips on until that temperature comes up. Or if whatever temperature you have it set for, if it doesn't raise a degree in, I think, 15 minutes or whatever, the heat strips will kick on and give a little helping hand. But with them heat strips, boy, I tell you what, that's like turning on a toaster full blast.
Turn all the coils on in the oven and put a fan in front of it.
Oh, definitely. Anyway, Shane, let me get out of here. I gotta run out real quick, drop my stepson off down in town, and I'll be in the mobile here in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm pulling in the parking lot here, so I'll be off for a while. You have a good evening. Good to hear you, and be careful. And 4ZLK.
Yeah, likewise. Likewise, Shane. KB2HXS. I'll catch you later.
KO4ZEW Mobile. Monitoring.